Penguin Random House Audio presents Becoming Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel and the Making of an American Imagination by Brian J. Jones, read for you by Mike Chamberlain. Part 1. And That is a Story That No One Can Beat. Chapter 1. Minnows into Whales, 1904 to 1921. On paper, Mulberry Street doesn't look like much. It's just another residential street on the city map of Springfield, Massachusetts, a slightly bent capital letter L lying on its back, not much more than a pass-through between the busier streets of Union and Maple. The street itself is quiet and relatively nondescript, with very little indication that it's a major destination on a map of the American imagination. But sure enough, it was here, at least as told in the tale by Springfield's own Dr. Seuss, that a little boy named Marco used his imagination to transform a simple horse and wagon into a colorful spectacle, with a brass band pulled by an elephant-riding sultan, flanked by motorcycle policemen and confetti-dumping airplanes, while enthusiastically being reviewed by the top-hatted mayor and the town alderman. Modern-day pilgrims still flock to Mulberry Street, slowly trolling the neighborhood, windows down, hoping to catch a glimpse of something, anything, that inspired the magnificent imaginations of Marco and Dr. Seuss. Residents smile knowingly, pausing over lawnmowers.